Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm exactly going to meet you there, of all places. If you know, you know. We're not going to say why, but if you know, you know. What's up? What's happening? Hola. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Guten Tag. Do we have other ways to say hello?
Did you say aloha already?
Or? No, I didn't say aloha. That's a good one. No. Assalamu alaikum. All of that. Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This is a podcast brought to you by the good people at Hip Hop DX. And here's the place where we keep you updated on everything that goes down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
And it is Wednesday. It's the Thanksgiving pregame, you know, the little warm up before Turkey Day tomorrow. So we got a lot to get to today, actually. Young Dolph is going to be honored by Makita's Cookies, where he unfortunately lost his life at. The Baby is out here helping feed 100 families for Thanksgiving. Kodak Black is also doing a Thanksgiving giveaway. You got the Grammy Award nominations that just came out. Jay-Z is out here making history again. The Weeknd's making history. I told you, we got a lot to get to. So before we hop into all of that, make sure you follow the podcast, especially since it's Thanksgiving, it's holiday time. You're going to have to go back and binge listen to all the episodes of DX Daily that you missed anyway. So you might as well hit the follow button. Please and thank you. Now let's get down into all of this. Okay, so let's start off with an update on Young Dolph. Now we've been covering this story since the initial shooting happened. And now we're at the point where things are starting to be done in Young Dolph's name. So they already did the turkey drive in Young Dolph's name, the charity event for Thanksgiving. And now Makita's Butter Cookies, the place where the shooting actually happened, they have decided to honor Young Dolph by naming a new cookie after him. So that's pretty dope.
Yep, it's just going to be their signature chocolate chip cookie, and they're naming it after Young Dolph. So I guess it was like his favorite, or he always got some chocolate chip cookies. So it's only right that they do name those after Young Dolph.
Yeah, and obviously this was a place that he frequented all of the time. Like, the owners of the restaurant knew him, he knew them, he promoted their business on several different occasions. So he was a regular here. Like, so they felt it was only right to honor him. And the Makita's operations manager, Raven Winton, actually told a local news station in Memphis that Dolph used to get off the expressway and be like, I could smell y'all getting off the expressway. I had to come in, man. And then she said, to know that we are not going to see that face anymore is, I'm sorry. I'm trying to hold back tears right now. So she basically kind of started breaking down in the interview, but she was just talking about how much Young Dolph loved these cookies from Makita's. So that's why they felt they should name it after him. They also put up a photo of him on Instagram to do a tribute there. And they said, he supported us in life and death. You can't get any realer than that. We can't thank him enough for the love and support he's shown over the years. At Young Dolph will forever be in our hearts, in our thoughts, in our story. That was dope of them. That was a dope tribute. I thought that was just a great way to kind of acknowledge what happened, acknowledge how much of a part he played in bigging up the name of Makita's Butter Cookies. So, yeah, I like that they did that.
Yeah, I like that they did that, too. And interesting to note is that I guess they have two locations in Memphis. So the one that they just reopened is their downtown location. But the one on Airways, which is where Young Dolph was shot at, that's going to be closed through January 2022. So that's a long time to really close something down. But I guess when something like that happens, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I saw that they still have it boarded up. They still have kind of a memorial going on for him outside of it. If you see, like, people have done graffiti all over the boards, tagging Young Dolph sayings and putting his name up there. And then you see, like, all the teddy bears and candles and everything out there. So I can see why they're still closing that one until that time. And then you also have an ongoing investigation going on, too. So I don't know if there's any type of evidence that they're looking for around that area or what, but yeah, so they'll be closed for the next month and some change. But as you said, the other location is open. So if you want to go shop with Makita's or shop online, you can definitely do that. Get you some Young Dolph chocolate chip cookies. And yeah, there it is. That's, again, sad situation, but I like how people are at least trying to spin positive things out of it, or at least give honor to Young Dolph's name out of it. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Now let's talk about DaBaby. He's doing a good thing for Charlotte. He's helping feed 100 families for Thanksgiving this year. That's a vibe. We love a good give back. We love a good giveaway. And I heard he's also giving away 10K as well.
Yeah. So like he took to his Instagram on Mondays where he announced the Thanksgiving giveaway. And he said he was paying for Thanksgiving dinner for 100 families soon as I land back in Charlotte. And he put the Walmart he was going to be at on North Tryon on that Monday. And then he's also going to do the 10K. So $10,000. So that's a big thing he's giving away as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know one thing. This is great. This is amazing. Giving back to the community. Like, we love that. DaBaby, love DaBaby. But if you, DaBaby tell me to meet him at Walmart, I don't know if I'm exactly going to meet you there of all places. If you know, you know. We're not going to say why, but if you know, you know.
Period.
But I do think it's awesome that he is doing this give back. 100 families, that's not cheap. First of all, that is not cheap at all. So I'm glad he's doing that. According to WBTV, DaBaby gave out a total of $10K at the event, like you said. And he said for any families that they couldn't get at this event, stay tuned for more details. So he ain't even done yet. He's still giving back even more on top of this. So, yeah, no. He's definitely doing it big for his city for the Thanksgiving holiday, for sure.
Yeah, and I like how when he posted the footage of the giveaway, he did crown himself an NC legend, which, you know, we always talk about, you know, oh, people say I'm the best rapper ever, best rapper alive, I'm a legend. I think DaBaby is definitely a North Carolina legend at this point.
For sure. Yeah. It's no question about it, man. Because when you think of the word legend, like, it comes with everything. It's the music, first and foremost, but it's also the mark that you've been able to make in history. So what DaBaby has done so far for the state of North Carolina, the state of North Carolina music, and then everything that surrounds his career, the ups, the downs, highs and lows, everything. Like, when you look at his career in totality, it hasn't even been that long. It's been a few short years. And he's already been able to impart this mark on history. So I definitely agree with the fact that he's a North Carolina legend for certain. Now, speaking of Thanksgiving giveaways, Kodak Black is also doing one. He is providing 5,000 turkeys for Florida families ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. Okay, Kodak. Yeah, we got applause all episode, man. People are doing some great things. People are giving back. People are putting positivity into the universe around this holiday season. So we have to applaud that.
Yeah, definitely do. And what's interesting about this one is that, you know, Kodak Black is still in rehab. So he basically dropped the money for his team to go ahead and distribute all the turkeys and things like that down in Florida. So even while Kodak is taking care of himself, he's taking care of other people. So we'd love to see that.
Yeah, that's great. He gave away $14,500 to pay for all of these 5,000 turkeys. And they're doing like a little bit of a Thanksgiving tour type situation in Florida. They're going to different South Florida communities and just giving out the turkeys. And they made 7 stops in 3 different days, coming through with rental trucks, just handing out these turkeys. I like this. This is innovative right here. Go Kodak. Yeah, he said, you ain't gotta, you know, try to find a way to make your way to wherever we at. We coming to y'all. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. That's nice.
And then also too, you gotta think about it. Some of the people that may be in need this Thanksgiving or around the holiday season, they may not have the transportation that other people have. So if the giveaway is 45 minutes in the opposite direction, a different city, trying to get on public transportation might be a hassle, or trying to get the kids and bring them all over there. Like, that could be a whole different thing for some people. So for him to be, or for his team to go to all of these different places to make it more convenient for people, that's amazing. Honestly, I think more people should follow that route. That's dope.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because, you know, a lot of people don't have transportation like that. And it's usually a turkey giveaway or turkey drive. It's always like, you got to come wait in line to get a turkey, but why can't somebody bring it to the people? Like, so I like Kodak Black's team's initiative doing it that way, for sure.
Yeah, and the team did issue a statement. They said he would be there in person to give it out, but obviously he still is in rehab, like you said, focusing on getting himself back good. So congrats to Kodak on that. Congrats on his sobriety, if he is sober right now. And yeah, just doing things like this for the community. That's what it's about. So I did appreciate seeing that, for sure. Now let's get into it. It's that time of year. Those Grammy Award nominations came out, and some of our faves are on the list. Some people are getting their much needed recognition this year. So yeah, let's get into a few of these nominees. You got Tyler, the Creator, that made the list, of course. Drake, Nas, Kanye West, and J. Cole. All in that best rap album category. So did they pick the right selections this year for best rap album? You're talking Call Me If You Get Lost. You're talking Donda. You're talking, I was about to call his album My Life, The Off Season. Not J. Cole. Nah, I turned J. Cole album to the Mary J. Blige album. Yeah, but The Off Season and, of course, King's Disease 2. So out of all of those, do you think those are the proper nominations for Best Rap Album? And who do you think is going to win?
I would say those are pretty good nominations. I feel like we've talked about all those people on that list all year. Well, I don't know, because we've been waiting for Donda and Certified Lover Boy. So they kind of like got talked about the most, you know, they dropped recently. But I think it's a good nomination list. Who would I think would win? I don't want to be biased. I don't know. I don't want to be biased and say like Drake, because I still listen to the Drake album, but also J. Cole, because that's North Carolina. But Nas was good too. And Kai, I don't know. That's a tough one. What you think?
First of all, before I get into who I think would win, somebody was robbed. Somebody was robbed on this list. It was highway robbery, no mask on, guns blazing to the face. Moneybagg, yo, was robbed for best rap album of the year in this, for the nomination. He was. He really, really was. And I want people to stop sleeping on this Moneybagg, yo album. That was a great project. He came through, spun the block with the deluxe. Also great songs on the deluxe album. Stop sleeping on Moneybagg, yo. Give Moneybagg his credit, man. For real. That was my only problem with this category. Now, I know they have a limited number of nominations, and the ones that they put in there were great nominations. And like the people that they nominated, it's a political move to nominate those albums. Like, those were some of the best albums this year, don't get me wrong. But to me, like, Donda was not as good of an album as all of those other albums that were up there. Like, I'm gonna just say that. Like, Donda was a good album. I do like Donda. I think Donda was good. But to me, you could have took out Donda and put Moneybagg, yo, Gangsta's Pain. Controversial take, hot take. You could have took out Kanye and put Moneybagg, yo, in that spot. For me, for Asia Sky, Moneybagg, yo, Gangsta's Pain should have been on that list. But anyway, off of that tangent and going into who I think is going to win, it's going to be out of J. Cole or Drake, I think. I really do believe that. My personal favorite in that bunch, it would have to be the Drake album, Certified Lover Boy. Like, I go back to that one the most. I go back to that and Cole the most. But that Tyler, the Creator album was amazing too. Nas was dope. Like, to me, all of them, I literally love all of those besides Donda. I like Donda. But yeah, I think they need to, first of all, they need to give they owe J. Cole at least 4 or 5 Grammys already. So they're probably going to give it to J. Cole. I don't think he's won a Grammy yet, actually, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I believe it's that time for him. I think J. Cole's going to get it. That would be a major win for not only him, but for the state of North Carolina, as we referenced earlier. And then you have Drake, who gave that speech about how, you know, you shouldn't use awards for validation. And so I don't know if the Grammys are going to really give it to him. Then you have Tyler, the Creator, who's been sneakily winning and sneakily just dominating for so long. They might just give it to him. Like, hey, look, this is Tyler's time. So I don't know. It's going to be out of those three for me. If I had to go first, I would say J. Cole. Then I would say maybe Drake. And then I would say Tyler.
Yeah, I can see that happening. It's going to be interesting to see who wins that one for sure, because like those were all pretty solid choices. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then for the best rap song category, you have Jay-Z and Nas with DMX on that Exodus album. That song, you got Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar with the Family Ties record. Saweetie and Doja Cat, Best Friend. And then J. Cole was in that category, as well as Kanye West for best rap song. Honestly, Cole needs to win that as well, because that was that was the only like rapping. That was the only rapping song that was in that category, for real.
Yeah, I think the other ones are good songs, but for best rap song, that J. Cole one, that's the only one, in my opinion, too. So it got to go to that one.
Yeah, come on. Give Cole his things. And I love the Baby Keem and Kendrick record, too. Don't get that wrong. But as far as a rap song, come on, man. Cole deserves that. Also, Lil Nas X, you know, he's racking them up this year. Nominated for 5 different Grammys. Record of the Year, Best Melodic Rap Performance, Album of the Year, and Video of the Year. Come on, Montero. Lil Nas came to get his things. So I know he's going to take home at least one trophy this year. Got to. Probably more than that, but at least one.
Yeah, definitely. So people love Lil Nas X despite everything going on. So he's going to get something for sure.
Yeah, but I feel like that was like the biggest two categories, since this is a hip hop podcast. Like, we had to get into best rap album and best rap performance, at least. Now, if you want that full nomination list, you can go to hiphopdx.com. Check it out. Let us know who you think is going to win in all of the rest of these categories as well. And we'll go over that too after the Grammys actually airs. And when does it air?
It takes place on January 31st of 2022. So in January next year. You can see it on your local channel. You can also see it on Grammy.com. And you can go to the Recording Academy's YouTube channel. It's streaming there as well. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be tapped in. All right, now let's get into some more accolades that's going on out here. Hove, doing Hove things, being great. Jay-Z has officially passed Quincy Jones to become the most nominated artist in Grammy history. Hall of Fame Hove, back at it again. 25 years into his career. 25 years into his career, Jay-Z has 83 different Grammy nominations. Come on. Who is out here doing this? And it's some people that really say that this man is not the greatest of all times. Like, how can you contest it?
Exactly. Like, 83 nominations in 25 years. Like, that's like a huge accolade. Like, that's big for anybody, but that's real big.
Yeah, he was nominated twice this year on the DMX song Bath Salts, which we just talked about earlier with Nas. And then also he's on the Kanye West Donda album on the record Jail. So those are his two nominations for this year. And, you know, Kanye actually isn't too far behind Jay-Z with the nominations himself. Kanye got 75 nominations and 22 actual wins. So they clean it up out here. The Hove, Kanye, all of the greats, like, you know, they just have several different Grammy nominations. But I just think it's so crazy that a rapper passed a producer like Quincy Jones on number of nominations, because you got to think about how many different songs Quincy Jones had his hand in over the span of his career. Like, this is the most, one of, if not the most legendary producers of all time. And he's had his hand in so many different records, whether it be from producing, whether it be to writing, whatever involvement he had, so many different records. And Jay-Z just literally rapped on these records, like no production. Like, it's crazy, man. It's really, really crazy when you think about it. Like, that man, Jay-Z, is really on a different level. And he gets his credit, but he needs more credit in his lifetime. No pun intended. Okay, pun intended. Yeah. So do you think he's gonna win any Grammys this year? Like, they might as well just keep it rolling. I ain't gonna say give him the one for Jail, because that's in the category against J. Cole. I don't know if he should win in the categories this year, but either way, most decorated, you can't beat it. It's Jay-Z. What else can you say?
Right. I do feel like if they, like, most award shows do, like, if someone is nominated for like a posthumous song, and of course DMX is that Bath Salts is on there, that's nominated, and Jay-Z's on that, they may just go ahead and give it to him because it's DMX and he passed away. So that could be his next Grammy win, if they want to do it that way, like they usually do for artists that have passed. They usually more than likely win that award. Then I think he'll get it, but I don't think Beth Sauce was big, but it wasn't as big as every other song that's been nominated, I feel like. So
facts. Yeah, and it was a good song, but I don't know that it was better than everything else that was up there. So either way, though, man, this is a major accolade, another notch on Hov's belt this year. He breaks records like several times a year. It's so hard to kind of keep up with everything that he does. He does so much in a year. Like, he just got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's a billion, like, all right, we're not going to get into the Jay-Z breakdown of all the great things he does. Like, all right, we're going to leave it at that. And we're going to get into an accolade by somebody else, which is The Weeknd. He has the greatest Billboard hit of all time, according to Billboard.com. I mean, y'all are having a great 2021, it looks like, because so many people are just racking up these different accolades. Now, his song Blinding Lights off the fourth studio album After Hours is officially the number one song on the Hot 100 chart, on the all-time list. And the way they calculate this is by time spent at the number one spot, time spent in the top 10, and time spent in the top 40. And this song has been in all of those lists for over 86 weeks. So that's crazy. For one song to be on the Billboard Hot 100 that long, that is wild.
And what's also wild is, you know, this, like, the classic rock and roll song, The Twist. Yeah, so before Blinding Lights, that song, The Twist, was holding the record for, like, the most, like, 90 weeks or most weeks being held at a Hot 100 chart. Mm-hmm. So The Weeknd beat out a 1960s rock and roll classic with Blinding Lights. Like, that's also crazy.
Records. We shattering the records out here, man. It's the culture. Look at the culture. Look at us. Who would have thought? Come on. So, yeah, that song spent actually 90 weeks overall. So Blinding Lights came and knocked out The Twist. And then Billboard is now offering a special gift to commemorate this whole thing for The Weeknd's achievement. And they're going to be selling trading card packs with The Weeknd on it. So fans will be able to trade those back and forth. And then they're also offering a special NFT with The Weeknd and Tom Brady for their company, which is called Autograph. So you got major things going on for The Weeknd. Congratulations to him on that. He just performed at the Super Bowl. Now this, like, same thing, not as many achievements as Hov, but just breaking those same types of records down, breaking those barriers, and just accomplishing things that we have not seen yet. So you gotta love to see that.
Yeah, definitely love to see it.
Yes, that's a great note to end on today. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily, the Thanksgiving pregame. Appreciate you for rocking with us. Definitely make sure you follow the podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to us at right now, whether you're on Spotify, whether you're on Apple Podcasts, whether you're on Stitcher, whichever app, just make sure you hit that follow button, please. And also make sure you're following us or subscribe to us on YouTube at Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at HipHopBX.
Yep, you can follow us too on all socials. I am at Asia Sky everywhere. Asia is A-S-H-I-A. Sky is S-K-Y-E.
And I'm at everything at A-Dub. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
And we will see you tomorrow for a special Thanksgiving episode with more daily news.
See ya.